At the dawn of humankind's third age, the last of the Babylon stations was constructed. Its narrative captured the attention of many fans in the 1990s. While some of it was what we had seen before, the overarching story was unique and compelling and something we had not seen from American science fiction on television. Babylon 5 is a 5-mile-long self-contained world. Throughout its story, it's a dream, it's a port of call, it's a beacon, and it's a dangerous place. But it's also the galaxy's last, best hope for peace and victory. As one chapter of its story ends, another begins. This is about how Babylon 5 endures.
Hi, everybody!
Hello!
It's been a minute.
Has it though? Time is fake.
Well, time is an illusion. Lunchtime, doubly so.
And also, to anyone listening, like, this is just a click away.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're on time, and you're welcome, everyone.
That's very true. Especially if you're listening to this, like, I don't know, 2025, 2026, right?
Yeah.
You're just listening to them one after another when you get a chance. So, hey.
Boom.
Hi.
Right.
Hello.
Because you're that kind of fan.
How are you, future people?
Yeah, future bingers.
Do we have flying cars yet? I hope we have flying cars.
I don't want a job on flying car. Oh my goodness, let me tell you. I did something real, real stupid.
Okay.
I have told myself, like, all of my life, most of my life, that I will not be a job one cyborg. Let me explain to those who don't know automotive what job one is.
Mm-hmm.
Job one. So say you're getting a 2024 car,
mm-hmm.
Job one is the first of that car. Like, it's still 2024,
yep.
Right? So that car has not had enough time on the road to show what recalls are there or
absolutely
what issues may be with the car.
Yes.
So in Detroit, we all know you never buy a job one car.
Right.
So I knew better when I made this very foolish mistake. So I have diabetes. Diabetes super sucks. And one of the sucky things about it is you're constantly picking your finger or something to get your blood reading, right?
Yep.
So that's why it's called a continuous blood glucose monitor. It's a CGM.
Yep. Yep.
But the problem with the CGM is, like, so say you're putting on clothes, it'll pop it right out of your arm. And then you can't use that one anymore. You've just wasted your money and they're pretty expensive, right?
Right.
So I've been looking for a solution. So I asked my doctor about it, and they suggested I get an implant, you know, so I could be a cyborg.
Yes.
And I was like, no way. And the implant just reads your blood constantly. There's nothing you have to do.
Right.
And
you
can't, like, accidentally pop it off, right?
And
so
then you can download the data, you know, later on. Yeah.
Exactly. And my doctor's office has the data real time, all of it.
Okay.
I was really excited. I was so excited that I really just sort of, like, peruse the material. I didn't, like, do a deep dive on reading it because I'm like, oh, my this is a great doctor. Oh my God, I was an idiot. Never do that. Always read the reviews. Never trust a doctor who might get a kickback. So I show up for the procedure. There are, like, 10 people in the room to learn how to do it because it's so new, so experimental, so job one. I should have noticed. So I get this implant in. They give me this packet, like this welcome packet, and I open it and reading through it, and I'm like, okay. So to make this work, you just have to calibrate it. You have to calibrate it 4 times a day, and you calibrate it by taking a stick reading of your blood. You see, this implant does not know what my blood reads unless I tell it by doing the stick finger test.
Wait. So this thing's implanted, but you still have to prick your finger?
4 times a day. It's basically data mining. So my guess is this implant doesn't work. They need to figure out, like, how close it is to telling what the blood is versus what it really is. So I'm a guinea pig being used in an experiment. Now, let me be honest. They say you have to prick your finger 4 times a day, only for a month. After that, it's just once a day. For every day.
This is not what was on the label when you were sold this thing.
Very opposite.
Yeah.
I get anxiety attacks when I have to do a finger stick thing that my doctor knows about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either. Yeah.
It's been so I don't worry, I'm only like a week and a half in, so I have 6 more months of this. I'm a job one cyborg. I can't believe I did this.
Well, is the next thing going to be the Neuralink with Elon?
Oh God. Oh man. Ugh.
This is not what we meant by cyberpunk 40 years ago, folks.
This is not the direction I planned on going in.
Oh my God.
So
Who would have thought that Neuromancer was actually utopian compared to where we're at now? Have you ever
I
read Neuromancer?
grimaced. I haven't, but I know what you're talking about, and I grimaced.
Neuromancer is heavily influenced by Blade Runner, so you get the idea of what the world is supposed to look like, right? Yeah.
You know, I gotta talk real quick about responsibility for writers in science fiction, speculative fiction, fantasy. Because there are times where writers create these beautiful worlds that then give future despots ideas.
Well, I think William Gibson would probably, the author of Neuromancer, would probably agree that, what he was writing was not an instruction manual, right?
Right.
Yeah, he is pretty prescient in things. He had a trilogy from about a decade ago that was very, very strongly prescient about online marketing and that sort of thing. My wife absolutely adores it. I've read it. It's not my favorite of his work. It's not my least favorite of his work. But yeah, Pattern Recognition is the first one. And I strongly suggest reading at least Pattern Recognition. Yeah, I think Gibson has a very good eye for where things are going. And obviously Neuromancer is, Neuromancer's over 40 years old. He was looking at Blade Runner, and he was looking at the original Macintosh, and he was looking at other stuff, and that's what inspired him to write Neuromancer. But it's very interesting to see, at least abstractly, how we have reached that cyberpunk future, and oh my goodness, it sucks.
Yes. Yes.
There is no metaverse like there was in Stevenson's Snow Crash. No, we don't get anything cool like that. Not even what do they call it in Ready Player One?
Oh, I don't remember. But I read Ready Player One. Like,
Yeah, I read Ready Player One too. And I've seen the movie as well.
Yeah, me too.
Movie was cute. I prefer the book.
Yeah, the book was good, but it was seriously flawed when it comes to how the author talks about black folk. It was so flawed,
Yeah, I
so
agree.
offensively flawed. And Stephen King does the same thing when you read The Dark Tower. It's just like,
I've read the
been?
guns. I've read the first three, the
Then you've
first
read,
three.
so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Like it's. Kills me when I have authors who write these monologues, these like of black folk telling themselves like, I hope they don't notice I'm black. What the hell? Did you
Right.
know what? The same thing happens in Ready Player One with H. And when
Yes.
I read that, I almost put the book down. Like, there's never been a time in my life where I was worried someone would notice I'm black. There's been times in my life where I was worried they'd be a jerk,
Right.
but like those things do not cross our mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't crazy about that. I mean, it also hit a lot of various tropes that pop up in science fiction anyway. I am not one for wading into a pool of nostalgia. And that was Ready Player One for me. It was cute. Yes, I agree. I did not like how it was handled with H. It's Oasis, by the way.
Yeah.
It's Oasis.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
I did not like how that was handled. I also didn't think Artemis was particularly
No, you're right.
strong as a female character, right?
Yeah, she was definitely used.
I have not read Ready Player Two. I'm sure at some point I will. Or at least listen to the
Audiobook.
audiobook. But yeah. I mean, we don't have the Oasis, we don't have Stevenson's metaverse, we've got Zuckerberg's metaverse.
This is it, though. The truth is, we are in that job one phase,
Yes,
right? Like everything sucks first season. So this is just the opener. Eventually, our descendants will live in a really cool world and they'll make fun of the fact that we have to hook up the Vision Pro to a battery pack like, at all times and it's lined. By the way, the Vision Pro, my personal take on it, it's just a stripped down version of the Oculus. That because you don't, it's not, it's a pass through that you're seeing. It's
Yes.
not real life. It's not AR. It's just a
Right.
really stripped down version of the VR set they have that still is 1.5 pounds, 2 pounds on your head. You cannot have that on for an extended period of time
No.
without causing health problems, I guarantee.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, I think Apple's end game for that is to have it in the glasses, in actual
Oh,
glasses.
absolutely.
I think
That's
that's the
what they
goal.
want, but they're not there.
I think there's a reason why they only made like 800,000 of these,
Yeah,
right?
that's all they'll sell, if
They're not even
even.
looking to sell a million of these, right? I think there's a
Yep.
reason why they're just trying to get applications on there, right? And it's like, okay, fine. You want to be the cool looking goofy dude? You could be the cool looking goofy dude. Go for it. Okay, we will let you pay us. We will let you pay us at least $3,500 to be the cool looking goofy dude. Go for it. Right? And
Yeah.
those of us who are like, yeah, no, dude, we're not doing this right now. I guarantee that Tim Cook's like, yeah, no, the smart people are not doing it
Absolutely not. I saw a really great so they gave it to an influencer to unbox and review, and they gave it to, and I'm really glad that I watched the specific influencer. So this dude put it on, and the technology is unable to read your face well if you have dark skin.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise at all, but what the fuck, Apple?
I
Sorry.
know.
We might
I
want to
know.
cut. I'm sorry. I apologize for my language,
It's okay.
but
I put the explicit tag on here. We're good.
good, good. Like, come on. Have they,
Yeah.
has no one seen Coded Bias?
Well, I
If you,
mean,
to our entire audience, no, real quick, our entire audience, see Coded Bias. It is a documentary about exactly what we're seeing
right.
now, and these follies in tech and how they really, in a real world way, affect your life in a negative way. And it's on Netflix. It's called Coded
Coded
Bias. All
bias.
right.
Okay. I
Yeah.
mean, Apple learned this, or at least should have learned this, with the whole Face ID thing.
Yes.
It's like, did you not put some of the Face ID engineers on this project? Or did you just go and grab new engineers, and now
It's
you're
always an
learning the same
afterthought.
lesson all over again?
Well, this is it. I'm not even talking about face ID. All engineers, every human on this earth should recognize that when you're working in
Yes.
tech, when you're making a product, make it for everybody, not just for
Yes.
white people.
But Apple should know this already because they went through
I
this when they introduced Face ID, what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
And this is what I'm saying to you. It's not just Apple. If you
Right.
go to wash your hands, the sensor that tells you your hand is there may or may not work depending on how
Right.
dark you are.
Right.
I was walking in a building not long ago and I was wearing too many dark things and the door wouldn't open for me until a white person walked past. And I'm not playing. I was trying to get into my doctor's office. It was a like, one of those fancy doctor's offices with a sliding door. At any rate, yeah. Like this is it. This happens so often in tech. We can't even say Apple went through this once and they should know. No, this is ubiquitous.
Yes,
This is for
everybody in tech should
everybody.
know this. Yes. I mean,
We should post. I don't know if we have a
Geordi
place to
didn't have an
post.
issue. Geordi didn't have an issue with the doors on the
Because,
Enterprise, just saying.
exactly, because things were better then. That was a better world than we're living in. I wonder if we have a space where we can post the link to the reviewer I saw if you want to see what he went through when he tried to put the glasses
Yeah,
on.
I can put it in the show notes. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I will send this to you. It's a
Send it
YouTube
to me.
video. Very And it was good. He did a really great unboxing. He was very honest about the problems with the unit.
Yeah, no, I'm an Apple fanboy, but there's no way I'm touching the Vision Pro right now.
Same.
Talk to me in 4 or 5 years when they've actually figured out how to get it into your prescription glasses.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, I'm so looking forward to that world.
That'll be different. And I have no doubt that Apple is very close to that.
So this is it. When the iPhone becomes an implant in your eye, please stop me. I need a friend to step in my way
Yeah,
from being
no.
another job one.
Yeah, no. No implants. I want no implants. Wearables only for me.
That's
So.
what I should adopt, wearables only. But I gotta tell you though, implants are very, I don't know what I want to say, attractive, because it just seems so, like, I don't want to have to wake up and do my hair every morning. It'd be so great if I could just wake up and the hair does itself for me. Do you know what I'm saying? Implants sound like such a great step in the right direction of I just get to hang out.
There's gonna come a point where we find out where Star Trek finally pulls the trigger on the origins of the Borg, and we're gonna find out that it's far distant human history.
Oh, that's an episode. That would be
Right?
amazing. That's a Battlestar Galactica pull right there.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
That
I love
it's
that.
humans 800, 900 years in the future who augmented their bodies all to hell and back, and now that's where we're at.
And they couldn't afford the upgrade. So this is a future I see where even your sleep, you can upgrade to ad-free dreams. That's the future that I see. And so
Yeah.
perhaps the Borg were not able to upgrade and they're just a marketing ploy. I mean, they're always trying to get you to have their product.
I mean, the Borg Queen is an influencer, we can tell.
Boom. Oh man, we're writing stuff right
There we
now.
go. There we go. Congratulations, Paramount. You may have that for free. Do something with it.
They will definitely take it. We already know what happened to
We already
BSG.
know,
Not,
yeah. Yeah.
yeah,
We know they'll
well.
steal it. They stole Battlestar, not
Babylon
Babylon
5.
5 from
Battle for 5 is
Straczynski.
what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. We know. Speaking of Babylon
Yeah.
5,
Tell
maybe
me
we should watch
more.
an episode.
We should, but before we do, I want to know the update. Is it still happening?
You know, I haven't looked. I haven't looked. I
Okay.
have not had a chance to look. I haven't heard that it's not.
Okay, we're gonna hold on to that.
So I do follow the blog at Tor.com, the science fiction fantasy publishers, Tor. They actually have a pretty good science fiction blog, and they keep up to date on things that are related to the industry. So it's not just, hey, we've published a new book. It is, oh, hey, look, this person got this award, or this author has unfortunately passed away, or this is being turned into a movie. So
Okay.
they have talked about B5 in the past. I suspect right now that things are still kind of up in the air with everything having been sold off with the CW and all of that stuff. So I don't know. I
Yeah.
suspect it is, if it's going to happen, it's still a couple of years away at least.
Got it. All right.
And then watch, Straczynski will announce like tomorrow that it's full steam ahead and it's coming out in the fall. But
And
whatever.
I hope so.
We'll see. I think he's got some interesting stuff to say about the current state of affairs in the world.
It's the perfect
It's a perfect time. It really is. So anyhow, we are watching All Alone in the Night.
Part
Episode.
of the title speech.
That's right. Episode 11 of season 2.
I did not expect this to be a filler episode. I expect this to be like canon moving forward episode.
It's got stuff. It's got stuff. So shall we watch it?
We shall.
Okay. On 5 then. 1
Yeah.
2
Dos,
3
tres,
4
cuatro, cinco.
5. Nice establishing shot of the station, as always. Delenn checking out her crystals.
And they're not triangles. So this is interesting.
They're not. They're prisms. So there's
they're angles. Not prisms.
Aren't they?
Are there? I don't think they're prisms. I think they're no, just like right, panes right. of glass. Just,
yeah. So yes, this is the one where it's a question of whether or not she's going to be removed from the Grey Council.
I mean, she does have hair now.
It's true.
Lanier is so sweet.
He is.
I know. Look at her, Lanier. That is why. She's basically human now.
Yeah.
Mummy does such a great job of being just constantly innocent, but also able to kick your ass.
Yes. Yes. And his later arc just really suits everything that he's doing now. It's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's funny that they still keep diaries and they're physical. Like now we had Live Journal 20 years ago.
Well, I mean, there is a move toward local storage at this point.
Mm.
Literally right now, I am pulling down all my photos from iCloud to sync up with my Plex server.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. My phone is literally doing that as we're watching this episode.
That's cool.
So.
Ivanova.
Yeah.
She's looking amazing. Like, I know, like, the production quality and the costuming and everything, like, they improve really with every episode. Right. But, like, she looks just awesome here.
She always did. She always did.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying that I'm seeing here. I mean, she always looks great. However, her hair has been manicured in a different way. Her makeup, her costume, everything feels like it has taken a step up.
Well, I think, yeah, I think the crew is getting... is getting really the feel for everybody and everything, right? We're a season and a half into the show, right?
They're yeah, and really also the crew. I'm seeing the reflection of the crew here. Even Sheridan's hair just now, like not a single hair was out of place. Like I'm noticing that. Yeah.
This guy's always the pilot.
Is it like the stock Narn. Pilot dude that always...
He's like the stock Narn pilot dude.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, what we talked over was Sheridan's gonna go out. Sheridan's gonna pull a Sinclair. And is gonna go out. Because he hasn't felt space under his feet in a while. So he's gonna do some investigation. And it's like... Okay, stop that.
The folly of every captain is that. The folly of every captain.
Yes. Right? Watch more TNG.
Right?
Pay more attention to what Picard does. Picard's not part of the away team.
Not usually, and if he is, it's to this hardcore chagrin of number one. It's just not...
Yeah.
While we're going through the credit screens, I just have to tell you, I talked to someone the other day who's never seen Star Trek. Uh-huh. And they actually had the nerve to tell me, it's about power. It's commander. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. What? I can't even imagine, from the outside looking into Star Trek, saying it's about power. Like, how?
Well, I mean, if you're completely... And I'm not using ignorant in a
but you're right.
Bad way. Ignorance... If you're completely ignorant of it, and you hear Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, Captain Janeway, right?
Yep. Yeah. Commander Riker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just surprised. Yeah. It really took me aback. Sorry, it's a Alone in the Night. I'm back.
All Alone in the Night.
That's a beautiful ship. Is that Vorlon?
That's like
a bio ship. Oh,
that's
is
Minbari.
It?
Yeah.
Nice.
In fact, the action figure of Delenn comes with that ship.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a little tiny. It's like 3 inches long. It's nothing huge. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aw. He's so sweet.
He is.
Why
We
can't I
know
find
why
a
he's
Lanier
sweet
on
too, though.
OkCupid?
We know why he's sweet too.
So now I'm paying attention again to what they're wearing.
Yep. Oh,
Like how
yeah.
complex this is going to get. She has a lot of splotches in her outfit now that I don't usually see, and he's got stripes. This is going to be a complicated episode.
So, spoilers, if you don't want the spoilers, fast forward a little bit. But,
Yeah, pause
Lanier
now.
is Lanier has a case of unrequited love for Delenn, and we will find that out in the future. Okay.
Banded collar shirts, they're making a comeback. You know that like straight leg pants are out now, it's flares or nothing.
Yeah.
And Crocs, like why?
It's from the pandemic. A lot of people were just wearing Crocs at home, ordered a ton of them. My students are all in Crocs. They hate it when I wear socks with my Crocs.
Wow.
Or
I've
no,
never owned
sorry,
a pair of
when I wear my
Crocs.
Crocs without socks. Sorry, that's what it is. Yeah. They're like, you should be
Oh.
wearing socks with your Crocs. No. Oh boy. So we're still arguing about sports ball.
And making Helen Keller references, which I'm
Yes.
surprised. It's always amazing when sci-fi just like the writer just completely forgets and makes a very earth like historical reference. I was watching Galaxy Quest the other day and Saris, he made an earth reference. It made no sense. It just why? Why isn't that caught in
Well, okay, but
post?
Galaxy Quest, that makes sense. Right?
Not for Saris. Saris was a real alien in space who had never been to Earth.
True.
So, like, why is he saying things like, don't count your chickens while they're hatched, or something like that? He said something ridiculous that was very Earth.
Because
Very
they've
Earth.
been watching the show.
He hadn't. That's the whole
Oh, he
point.
had. Oh,
Saris is,
right.
yeah.
He had a. Yeah.
This historical documents. Yep.
It's been a while since I've watched Galaxy Quest. I enjoy Galaxy Quest.
The only reason I watched it, I saw an interview with Jonathan Franks and, oh, come on, Jean-Luc Picard is, oh man.
You mean Patrick Stewart?
Thank you, Sir Patrick Stewart. And they were talking about Galaxy Quest, like really candidly, and how they saw it like three times because it reminded them of life.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait,
Uh-oh.
what did he say? Did we find a
She
yellow
told
shirt that's
him
about to die?
to stop doing that. He'll make the other pilots feel inadequate, and then he made
Oh.
noises and flipped the radio on and off, and she's like, "What, that's your breaking up?"
Foreshadowing.
Yes.
There's always one hot shot who gets blown up. What a beautiful, I love just the world here. It's like serene, peaceful. It's very, yeah, I love it.
Well, I mean,
Mumbari.
yeah, Straczynski and the set designers really focused on trying to make things look different, right? Within their budget.
Yes.
Right? I mean, yeah, if we look at this, is this, as large of a budget as DS9 was at the same time? No, of course not.
No. Yeah. He had none of the money, but
Yeah.
three times the imagination.
Right.
I wish Avery Brooks could have been in Babylon 5. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm really glad he got the paycheck with Paramount, but I
Yeah.
think he would have been. Well, if he had the original story, it would have been so much better. You know what I'm
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What would Avery Brooks have been like as Sinclair or Sheridan? Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
So this is a kind of ship we have not seen before.
Well, Hadn't seen. Past tense.
Sheridan has ejected. Oh.
Yeah, this is why the captain should not go out.
Yeah. You think?
And it's like, for what?
And there's one more escort. And
Oh, he's being beamed.
yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful tractor beam, though. It's like
It
a
is.
light
It is.
lavender shade. That's what I hope when we get to tractor beam life, that they're pretty. It's the little things in life.
Yeah. They have onboard jump gate technology. They can open up their own jump gates.
Wormhole is what we call them.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, they call them, jump gates in the show.
Yep. That's a cool patch.
Yeah.
And all the stickers, too. It's wild that stickers are still a thing. Ooh, terminal levels of radiation.
Terminal
That's.
levels.
So sad.
Yep. Yep. You're not going to win that bet, man. Or maybe you will win that bet, and they'll end up having a drink on, with that money at the bar. Something like that.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Who is that guy?
Oh, I've seen him before too, but I don't
Yeah.
remember him. Which, by the way, I think that's my heart. Like, as an actor, I think that's the best way to be.
Yeah.
So people have seen your face before, but no one's gonna stop you at a grocery store.
No. Robert Foxworth.
Good name.
Very 80s, 90s.
This is a very what was it? Oh, that movie, Fire and the Light. Fire, you know what I'm talking
Oh, I
about.
know what you're talking about. The one that's based on
Utah
Whitley
and
Strieber.
yes, Fire in
Whitley
the
Strieber? Yeah.
this is very much a scene from that movie. Oh my. That's what nobody wants to see when they wake up on an alien
Yeah.
table. Also, is this puppetry? Because it's great.
I think this is CGI. There might be some puppetry involved in there somewhere, but I think that's mostly CGI. So Foxworth, Mod Squad, Streets of San Francisco, Hawaii 5-0, Omen 2, Cagney and Lacey. Character actor
Almond
across a
too.
lot of stuff over the years. Columbo, Law and
Used
Order,
to love Cagney and Lacey.
Stargate, Star Trek.
Oh no.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Oh.
I've seen this dude before too.
Oh yeah. He's been on the Grey Council. Oh, you're talking about outside of B5.
Yep. Dang. She's not gray anymore. No longer Satai.
You are not. You're not sorry.
That's hardcore. Oh, then they
Yeah.
turn off all the lights. That's mean. Could have waited to. How does she even get out of there, though?
That's
Like,
true.
how do you find the door?
Yeah. Right, so what did this guy do? Write down in blood everything?
Wait, what? I'm okay, huh?
I mean,
What
he's
kind of
dying,
written
right?
down?
He's dying from
Oh,
radiation exposure.
yes.
Life support was taken to minimal levels.
Yep. How did Sheridan only get a scratch?
Minimally invasive.
And maybe it's more than a scratch, right? Maybe it's all
Oh,
like
wait, he's
done
got one on
underneath
the other
nano.
cheek, too.
You're right, you're
Oh,
right.
there we go.
And now he's a lead pipe and he's got to have to fight to the death. Oh, yeah, actually, that's true.
You called it.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
didn't think I called it too.
looking very bipedal there.
He's also looking kind of cyborgish with a thing on his head
Yeah.
that keeps blinking. Job one. I bet he's job
There
one.
we go.
Oh, is he Drazi?
Think so.
Nice.
Go for the
I
thing on
love
his head.
watching sword choreography is fun. That's five. Because you can call it out with numbers, sword choreography. One, two, three, four, five, six. And the six is a really cool move, like above your head.
Right.
That's pretty fun.
Ugh, disappeared.
Not Drazi.
Well, that guy's not. No. It's not the same guy.
I mean, level up.
Yeah.
Oh, Narn!
Narn. Oh, this was the
This is the
Narn
Narn dude that
pilot.
was taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not get a chance to rewatch this episode before we watch right now. So.
Try to not rewatch them before we watch them. I love the surprise.
Yeah, I've watched the series enough. That it's. Ah, kill me.
Yeah, this is not going to be the episode with the photo fight that I love so much, but
Maybe
this is still a good
not. I
episode.
mean, we'll just have to see. It's
Well, that
possible.
episode takes place in a bar. And
Oh, well, then,
as
yeah,
Sheridan
it's
has
not going to be
been,
here.
yeah.
Oh, this
Yeah,
guy
really
actually
needs him.
survived. At least
For now,
this far.
exactly. He's gonna get just long enough to be able to tell us Sheridan kidnapped, and then,
Right.
a terminal amount of radiation. Yeah.
Yeah. A full body transfusion.
Full body transplant, that's the future.
Do I really want to transfuse my body?
Well, probably your consciousness into another, hopefully, artificial body. Yeah, where were you, Garibaldi?
That's right. You're responsible for security off the base, off the station, too.
It's Garibaldi, but Garibaldi also feels right.
Well, he is Jerry Doyle, so Garibaldi.
Yes,
See?
there we go.
There you go.
Oh, that's funny. Like, where do they get those cloaks? You know, you can't just pick those up at the store. That's a beautiful speech.
It is. And it's setting her arc up for the rest of the series.
Yeah. No more checks and balances, even in Babylon 5. I think Rainn Wilson could have also played this role.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There we go. Purity.
Yep. Racial purity is never, never the argument you want to go with.
No.
It's not gonna win. Earthers. Will we be called Earthers? Is that where we're going? Not Earthen, not Earth
I
Eye.
probably Terran.
Oh, I like that. The Terrans. I like that.
Back to Babylon 5 and stay there. All right, fine. Then she'll go back to Babylon 5 and she'll marry this guy. They'll have a kid.
We should definitely put on the thing that there are a lot of spoilers in this episode that we're
Yeah,
talking
there are.
about.
And they'll save your ass. Which always happens.
So he removed that from the dude's head. It could have
Yep.
killed him.
He could have.
Actually, I don't remember who the aliens are that took them in this. This is kind of like the Four Lights episode from Star Trek.
Yeah, I can't remember. This is.
So this is probably a filler episode then, even though they gave the title from the speech in the beginning. So
It's
there's definitely going to be something in here that's important. Maybe it's just the Len.
not a filler episode per se. We need to wait and watch what happens.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a maze
Yeah.
with mice.
Yeah.
So the device was reading and not commanding. It's not writing, it's just reading. Crud. You wonder if species, like the, of course, the fantastic idea of species kidnapping other species to like test them and see if they're good for like invasion. You wonder what happens when they beam up the wrong one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, this is a touching moment. There's always escape.
Right.
Just gotta find it.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did.
Not so tight anymore.
No. Very positively.
I love Lanier.
Yeah.
That's what I should put on my OkCupid profile. Looking for my Lanier.
Looking for your Lanier.
Yeah.
You want a guy who follows you around worships you?
Is willing. No, I would like a person who's willing to walk where I walk.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Darkness and fire. No such thing, honey. No such thing.
Well, I mean, she's talking about the Shadow War, of course.
Yes, but you also understand what I mean. No such
Yeah.
thing as a room that's not well lit with flames.
Right.
Flames, good lighting, good lighting. Cool future hair. That's great. I love that. The
Yeah.
ponytail with like five different ponytail holders.
Reminiscent of how Ivanova's hair had been done somewhat in the
In the
first season.
past.
Yeah.
And reminiscent of Cyberpunk 2077, which I am actively playing, and
Oh,
that
okay.
is a choosable hairstyle.
All right.
Such a great game. I'm at the very end.
Good. I'm glad to hear they cleaned it up at some
Was
point, I
wrong with
think.
it?
Oh, it shipped, not finished. Let's put it that way.
Really?
Not finished and very buggy.
Oh no. So there's definitely bugs in it, 100%, but
Oh yeah.
like I had no idea they pulled in a Mass Effect there. Wow. I was mad. I finished Mass Effect and it wasn't done. Like Mass Effect 3? Still, no, was it Mass Effect? It was Andromeda. It was an Andromeda, not 3. And it wasn't done. I got to the ending and it was just literally still images with text over it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. All right, so they're going to send Sheridan's old ship, the Agamemnon, out after this ship that keeps kidnapping people. Dream time.
I bet you we don't find out the name of the aliens that take them. I bet you they just stay shrouded in mystery. Oh, a raven. Come on. Cheap shot. Ravens are terrifying. I love ravens. Terrifying. And he's got a dove. Is that a pigeon? Did they give Garibaldi a pigeon?
So, the man in between is searching for you.
The
Gosh.
Vorlons. That's kind of mean. He's having a dream. Why are you here?
Interesting. Oh,
That's
that
gotta
Narn
be like,
moved. That Narn moved. He's not dead.
oh yeah, he's definitely not dead. But
Yep.
like, that's gotta be like the meanest thing I've seen in a minute. When you're having a dream, anybody could be there. And he's specifically like, Kosh, how'd you get in here?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Kosh is cool. It's like a roller coaster seatbelt.
Yeah, it is kind of, isn't it?
Like in any moment, she's gonna go flying up at Cedar Point. Ooh, they know them. Stripes. They didn't come back.
Yep. Right.
The Minbari are pretty out cold. I really like them.
Yeah.
Like, we made sure to drag them back to their home so they understood the mistake. That is like
Yes.
out cold.
Yes. They are vicious. Oh, well, good. He didn't die.
We hear that a lot in sci-fi. It feels like we're out of hyperspace, But I don't think we take in how nauseous that feeling probably
It
is.
probably
Is it
sucks. Yeah.
like nauseating, nauseated? I'm not sure, but yeah, that would be awful.
I'm
Like, I don't like
sure.
being on a ferry. Being
I'm
on a
sure.
ferry after a while will make me sick.
Yeah. I'm sure once you've done it enough, you start to get used to the feeling. Okay, we've lost the first in command, so we're gonna send the second in command out too.
Of course. I mean,
Of
that's what you
course.
do with a chain of command that you have to protect.
Yeah, of
That's.
course.
They'll be fine with Garibaldi if something goes wrong. They'll be fine.
Delenn is not putting up with your crap.
Yeah, she just oscillates
Yeah.
from like, this very peaceful being to Xena.
Well, clearly she's upset, right? I get it.
Yeah, but that's what's cold about her.
Yeah.
Like, she's, do you know what I'm saying? Like, she's clearly upset, yes, but there is a touch of Schadenfreude in the
Yes, yes,
Minbari.
yes.
So they go from meditation to enjoying cutting you.
Yes, agreed. Huh, they're grays.
Yeah, they are. They're the same ones that have been picking up humans forever.
Well, that makes
Tans.
sense, right?
Yeah. Well, even his, like, the Narn makeup is outstanding. I don't know who worked on this episode, what crew was there, but hey, everybody, hats off. We notice you. We see you. This is good. Ooh, airlocked. Wow. Yeah, where's the captain?
He's in a survival pod.
I don't know, as an officer, I would have definitely waited for confirmation that it's okay to destroy that ship. That felt rash. Yeah, radiation, terminal radiation poisoning.
Right.
And also, what did they put in the captain's face? It's like
They
three
probed
spider
him.
bites.
They probed him.
Yeah, they probed him, but you
They
wonder
probed
if
him.
they left something behind. If I was going to probe somebody, I'd leave a nano something behind.
They don't really do a lot with nanites
But we were
in
already
this
talking about
show.
nanites back then. Like back then, we were already talking about nanobites, all the things that they were going to
Right.
do.
Ah.
Oh, there's Kosh. You have always been here. See,
So
this is
this
it.
is
This
why
is.
it's not a filler episode.
It's not a filler episode, and he had the ability to ask Kosh, "Hey, Kosh, before you leave, what do you mean? Come on, come
Oh, we
on.
got some IKEA furniture back there. And
Yes, we
this is
do."
why it's not a filler episode too. Haig is going to discuss a few things.
As your room is bugged.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a spy.
He's a
Surprise, Shannon's a
spy.
spy.
But you're not a spy.
A trapdoor spider spy.
Still a
That's why they
spy.
call it a spider. A
Yep.
spider? Huh? I actually learned the old name. It comes from cobweb of a spider, which basically we basically called it a thing that could bite you. I'll just send you that.
From your record, you look like that. So now we are getting
The
into the
death of Santiago.
conspiracy behind Santiago's death.
Yes.
No, they're not. Who's it's Psycor.
Yep. Cora's mother, Cora's father.
Yeah.
That'd be
Yeah,
a good Halloween costume.
I really would have loved to see the next storyline after this one where they had to take on Psycor.
Patriotism.
Yep.
I did say this is the part of the storyline of the overarching story, but I just didn't do anything for me. Like, I don't watch dramas. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the part that was just very meh. Yeah, I don't care about the Mars thing. I don't care about Santiago. I just want to know what happens in space.
Well, it's all about Psi-Corps, right? And
Yeah.
I've never read the novels, but the Psi-War novels definitely are something that I'd love to get my hands on and read. So this is the resistance that is building up. They're all out of uniform.
Yep, in the middle of the night, where they can now speak freely. And he's calling her Susan. Yeah, that sounds like mutiny to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But within the rules.
Quiet mutiny. Why is the doctor there? I just don't really see how the
Because he's
doctor
part of the
can
command
help here.
staff. He's the chief
So
medical
just.
officer. He's part of the command staff.
Yeah, but I just in terms of what they're trying to do,
Yeah, I agree.
is medical helpful here? Because the more people that know, the more danger it is.
Agreed. Wherever this
But
goes,
this is
however
it.
it ends.
They just gave their loyalty to a captain who hasn't actually explained what he wants to do.
I
Do
know.
you know what I'm saying?
There is a lack of detail in there. I mean,
What?
really what would have been more important is if he and Haig went off and talked, right? He came back, Haig's like, "We need to talk." Cut to commercial break.
Yeah.
Right? Then he pulls everybody together and they're like, "Where's Haig?" And he's like, "Well, you need to go back to Earth. So let's talk about what's going down." And then do your
Yep.
info dump from Sheridan to them
Them, yeah.
instead
So
of
they understand
having
what's going on.
Haig give the info dump to Sheridan and then this very truncated sort of discussion at the end.
Exactly. Or I gotta say, I would have made the commercial break happen after Haig turned on the bug silencer and says we
Yes.
need to talk.
There you go.
So that way you know that he's definitely in on it and it's not Sheridan being a jerk. This was a good episode, but not the episode I thought it would be.
But yeah, it's not a filler episode because
Not a filler.
it's setting up the oppositions, right? It's setting up Delenn's opposition to Minbar and it's setting up Sheridan's opposition to Earthdom.
Absolutely.
Right?
But
So,
also, he
yeah.
did definitely use like that filler plot as a vehicle just to
Yeah.
like make something happen over here. Because there's a lot of talking heads and what we're taught, like those big moving points.
Yeah, I mean
So
they needed to do something with Sheridan to eat up most of the episode, right?
something with action.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think the if I'm very honest, the production quality of that was excellent, except
Yes.
for seeing the strive. I wish we didn't see them, but that mask was 100% from Halloween USA.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that was I'm sure they were like, yeah, we'll just make them greys. Greys are the ones that are supposedly the ones who abduct people, so we'll make the Strive greys.
Yeah.
So, but in
What's the
all,
next one?
So the next one will be Acts of Sacrifice.
Acts of Sacrifice, okay.
Acts of Sacrifice. We are in the second half of season two at this point.
We only have 22 episodes. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, only 22 yeah. episodes in season two. So, yeah, we're at next time is episode 12. So.
And it looks like the next episode, I'm reading ahead a little bit because I want to see how much they're going to connect the two. Mm-hmm. And it's really going to be about the Narn and Centauri conflict.
Yeah.
So I guess they're just going to drop this hot potato for a while and come back to it.
Yeah. And that is going back to this hot potato goes back to why it's titled All Alone in the Night, right? It's Babylon 5 that is all alone in the night.
Alone in the night. Yeah. And so is Galen, and so is Sheridan,
yeah.
and his team of terrorists.
Yep. That's right. So
yeah,
I think it's a good episode. I did want to give a shout out to a book
Mihai. That
was recently published. Hi, Mihai. I'm giving you a shout
Mihai.
Out too.
And Kat,
hopefully, yeah. Hi, yep. Kat.
We hope you're listening.
But one of the other Babylon 5 podcasts that isn't necessarily a rewatch, they've actually got a fairly large audience and they have connections to like Patricia Tallman and things like that. So they're kind of like focused on the news. One of the guys running that is a guy named Boz Greenland. And he just literally on the 12th of January had his book, The Triumph of Babylon 5, the science fiction classic and its long twilight struggles, published by McFarland. So it's not overly academic. I've read probably the first 30 pages or so. It's not overly academic, but it is by one of the academic publishers that McFarland is an academic publisher. So he is from the podcast. They have a podcast called A Dream Given Form. So he has an interview with Peter Jurassic, Solando, chats with Patricia Tallman, and going into the legacy of B5. So I've picked it up. Haven't had a chance to read too much of it. I have it sitting in my classroom. And it's one of those things that as I get a chance to read alongside my students, I pick it up and read it. So that's my independent reading book in my classroom right now. So it might take a while for me to read through it. But yeah, it's, so far what I've read is pretty good. So I wanted to give a shout out to that. But yeah, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes actually. And then
yeah.
then you wanted to link to a few things in the show notes too.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Put those in.
Perfect.
All right. So happy new year, everybody.
That sounds so cool.
Recorded, so, you know, since the beginning of the new year, we're happy to be back. And
yes, 2024 now.
2024.
Yeah. A Dream Given Form. I haven't heard of that. That's so cool. I have to give it a listen.
Yeah, give it a listen. I haven't listened to too many episodes, but because I follow the Babylon 5 hashtag on Mastodon, I do see, because they're active on Mastodon, I do see when they pop up with new episodes and stuff like that. So yeah, I've got to give them a listen. So
nice. Oh, and that book is really well reviewed.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah. No reviews on Amazon yet, but I believe on Goodreads it's got a decent set of reviews so far. So
check it out.
Yeah. I will definitely try and work my way through it over the course of the next month or so. Like I said, it's sitting at school right now, so it's just one of those things that when my students are reading, I try. I can't always, but I try to sit down and read alongside them just to sort of model the behavior, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that is that, and we will be back soon with a new episode for Acts of Sacrifice.
All right, cool.
All right. So have a great time before we see you all.
Time is fake.
Time is fake. Exactly. All right. See you later.
See ya.
Listening to Babylon Squared, a weekly Babylon 5 rewatch podcast. Your hosts are Mona Lucius and me, Joffrey Spurl. If you're already a subscriber, we're thrilled to have you. Please tell your B5 and science fiction loving friends about us. If you aren't yet a subscriber, what are you waiting for? This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 4.0 international license. Thanks again. We really do appreciate your support. Make sure to tip your waiters.